Two Colorado horses have tested positive for equine infectious anemia. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. Two cases of equine infectious anemia have been found in Colorado. They are unrelated to each other, but Dr. Maggie Baldwin, the state veterinarian in Colorado, says these cases are unique.
Equine infectious anemia, most horse owners are probably going to know it when we talk about a Coggins test, the annual test that most horse owners get for their horses, especially prior to moving across state lines. And it's one of those diseases that in the United States broadly, we've done a really, really good job with surveillance. And so our cases have been very few and far between. But we do have cases across the U.S. every year. The two cases that we have, and this has been over the last couple of weeks that me and my team have been working on, are actually very unique cases. They're not associated at all, but we got the cases within about 3 days of each other.
It's important to make sure your horses are up to date on their Coggins test, which should be a yearly thing. Actually, last year in July, the Nebraska Department of Agriculture confirmed a case of equine infectious anemia in a horse in Colfax County. With the weather warming up and the return of biting flies and insects, that's one way the disease can be spread, or through unsanitary medical equipment, which is how the case in Colorado came about.
This case with this mare that is associated with clinic in Texas was actually iatrogenic transmission at this clinic. They were not using proper hygiene practices between breeding mares, and so they bred one of the mares that was EIA positive, and then subsequently everything else that they were working on, they inadvertently transmitted EIA to those horses.
There is no vaccine for EIA. It's incurable and very infectious, and most cases end up with the animal being euthanized, and sometimes horses can carry it and not even show symptoms. That's why regular testing is recommended. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.